BBC News with Justine Green. President Obama is preparing to deliver a televised address outlining his much-anticipated strategy to combat the militant group Islamic State. The U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in the Middle East to ensure support for U.S.-backed international action against Islamic State. Rajini Vaidyanathan reports from the White House.
In a prime-time television address to the nation, the president will explain how the U.S. plans to degrade and ultimately destroy the Islamic State. The White House says Mr. Obama will outline a comprehensive strategy, which includes military action and support for forces on the ground fighting IS, namely the moderate Syrian opposition and the Iraqi security forces. The president could also announce the extension of the existing air campaign in Iraq to neighbouring Syria.
With just 8 days to go to the independence referendum in Scotland, the British Prime Minister David Cameron said he would be heartbroken if the union was torn apart. All three main political party leaders went to Scotland to campaign for a no vote. Colin Blaine reports from Glasgow.
It was the prospect of seeing Scots choose independence which brought all three party leaders north on the same day. They didn't share a platform in Scotland, but their approach was broadly similar. A passionate appeal to Scottish voters to remain within the UK family. Scotland's First Minister, Alex Salmond, dismissed their interventions as a last-ditch sign of desperation. An opinion poll for tomorrow's Daily Record suggests the pro-UK campaign has a lead over the Yes camp. 10% had still to make up their minds, but when undecided voters were factored out, the poll put No ahead by 53% to 47%.
Spain's Santander Banking Group has appointed Ana Botín as its new chairwoman. Ms. Botín is the daughter of the former chairman Emilio, who died on Tuesday of a heart attack. She is the fourth generation of the family to run Santander. Ms. Botín is currently running the British division of the bank. Her father transformed it from a small domestic bank into the largest in the Eurozone with funds of more than $1 trillion. A court in Egypt has jailed the manager of a Cairo orphanage for 3 years after a video of him hitting children in his care appeared on the internet. Here's our Arab Affairs editor, Yusuf Taha.
The footage showed Osama Mohammed Osman beating the children, who are aged between 4 and 7, with a wooden stick and kicking them like a football. The crime, according to him, was turning on a television set and opening a fridge without his permission. The video, which was widely circulated on social media, provoked such an outcry that President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi intervened. Mr. Osman has been convicted of assault, forced child labor, and violating child laws.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. People fleeing the Boko Haram militants in northeastern Nigeria have been giving harrowing accounts to the BBC. Thousands of people have fled to refugee camps in Yola, the capital of Adamawa State. One man said he and others were trapped in the hills, trying to survive by eating leaves. One woman said she was sheltering children who could not find their parents as Nigerian military fighter jets dropped bombs nearby. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has pledged $50 million to help combat Ebola in West Africa. The charitable foundation said it would release funds to international organizations on the ground in order to, in its words, scale up emergency efforts. At least 1,000 people have died from the disease in Liberia. EU members have delayed a decision on implementing the latest economic sanctions imposed against Russia for its involvement in the crisis in Ukraine. EU ambassadors will meet again on Thursday. EU diplomats said that Germany was pushing to implement the sanctions agreed on Monday, but other EU countries wanted to wait while the ceasefire in eastern Ukraine was holding. The opening ceremony for the Invictus Games, a sporting competition for wounded servicemen and women, has been taking place at the Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park in London. More than 400 competitors from 13 countries are taking part in the four-day event. Queen Elizabeth's grandson, Prince Harry, who served with the British Army in Afghanistan, is the driving force behind the Games. He said they would change lives.
Over the next 4 days, we will see some truly remarkable achievements. For some of those taking part, this will be a stepping stone to elite sport, but for others it will mark the end of a chapter in their recovery and the beginning of a new one. Either way, you can be sure that everyone who takes part will be giving it their all, and I have no doubt that lives will be changed this weekend.
Prince Harry there, BBC News.